It's my bright out place.
What up, everybody? Welcome to Watch Them Thrones.
What up, people?
As always, it's your boy TK and the rest of these niggas, and we about to get it in.
Hey, good Caleb, evening to all the sweet summer children.
Tell that boy Caleb we need a season 2 theme music. I'm ready to bop to something else in this bitch.
Yeah. I do need it.
You know, I can sing TK song again.
Oh God, I'm with that shit too.
Hey, listen.
I still be singing that shit in my head randomly.
We not starting season 2 off with no Negro spirituals. Listen, I don't. Woo. If I wanted to hear the Mighty Clouds of Joy, I go to my mama's house.
Boy, you stupid.
So we here. Shit. Hey. Not only are we here, Queen Mother is here on the same time as us, so give it up.
Oh my God.
Queen Mother moving in real time in this bitch.
Right.
Ain't no delay, bitch.
I'll take it. That's fine. I'll take my licks.
My girl in high definition over there, too. I see you, girl.
Yeah.
Girl in goddamn 4K, 8K, 6K. Yeah.
I'm proud of her. So,
I was tuning into YouTube and I had my volume up, but it's down now.
Oh, okay, it's all good.
Oh, you on time? Look at your YouTube and shit, even on time.
Stop.
We got some.
I'm done.
Stop with me.
Stop acting like your brother Leslie.
We got some of the normal gang in the comments. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming in.
Well, I see a lot of different icons. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or
IT.
X.
IT guy fixed the definition.
Oh, wow.
Already.
What?
Damn.
Hey, I think we should bring IT guy on for everybody to meet him.
He said he'd be watching. He said he's gonna come in the comments. He gonna pop up in the comments.
I think he should. So where we at this week? We are on season 1, of course, the only season, episode number 3. Second of His Name.
This was a fire ass episode.
It was. It was, man. And you know, it's something about this first rewatch, man. That's I seen a little different than when we originally saw it. I also read the book since we did the first go round, so everything feels a little different for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, you know, we had Laenor himself come on, and actually, you know, we started off the episode discussing him riding the dragon, so we'll get into all of that.
Crazy.
But so kicking everything off, hey, that opening scene was fun as fuck, dog. Like, you know, it started off, we see people getting ate eaten by the crabs and shit. And he putting spikes through people's hands and shit. And
some gruesome ass shit.
Yeah,
he's serious business.
Hey, that boy meant business. And seeing how ruthless he was in this episode, in the previous episode, I was disappointed how he went out. But we'll get to that too. But you know, old boy, like, he see the dragon and shit. He like, yes,
my prince.
Hey, he was like Digimon, give us free.
Smash that nigga like a bug.
That boy got stomped out faster than Chris Brown did Quavo. Man.
Not see breathing.
Ooh. Speaking of breathing fire, that nigga.
Flash spit fire. That boy said he a dragon after the bitch.
That shit was funny and
fucked up. That nigga just knew he was about to be saved. He like, hey, yeah, Damon, pull up on these fuck niggas. Boom. And hey, all I can say about that is at least he went quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just hilarious, dog. Because like you said, my boy was like, my prince. Your prince took you up out of there, my boy.
Man, don't even know you down there, buddy.
He used you as a landing strip.
Oh, my God. Hey. That was hilarious. Look at the comments. He got killed by a fly, nigga.
Literally. Oh, embodied by a singing nigga. Goddamn.
Oh, man. Listen, we got RIP Quavo's in the comments.
That's crazy.
That's wild. But so we move away from the Stepstones. And we got a guest with us. Before we get into it, nigga, you late. Let me just start with that. But we got a special guest. This is my boy Jarius, the unapologetic geek from, what's the name of the channel now? You Geek TV now? Oh, he's talking
about. Man, I'm acting like I'm on a damn conference call at work or some shit. Yes, that is correct. You Geek TV on YouTube.
So, he kind of, you know, in the lane with us, black shit, you know, anime, cartoons, you know, all type of shit, movies, TVs. You know, he's one of the go-tos for reviews on all that shit. So make sure you look my boy up. Unapologetic Geek on Facebook and You Geek TV on YouTube.
Did we just become best friends?
Possibly. We'll see by the end of the show.
If somebody put it in the comments, we'll get it pinned.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. My voice is jacked up today.
Are you good?
If somebody can put it in the comments, we'll get it pinned.
Yeah, I'd appreciate
it. Take it on through that.
Hey.
Here he comes.
This nigga.
Hey, her voice sound like the engine on the 82 Cutlass.
Oh, come on.
Here we go.
Don't be like that.
He's like that all the time. It don't matter.
Oh, I know. He always out of pocket. I said I missed the discussion about that dragon stepping on old dude who was like praying to the heavens for his savior.
Oh man, get in there on that.
Dad, when I saw that, because he sent me the notes earlier, and I just played the episode later on today, and I watched it, and then I forgot completely about that. Like, I've seen the season before, but when that moment came up, I bust out laughing, man. Like, I was drinking water at the time, so I didn't expect it to go that way. And so, thanks.
Shout out to a real nigga.
My nigga.
How y'all brothers doing, man?
Foolish ass nigga right here. Man, I'm happy to see you, nigga. It's been a while.
That nigga.
My nigga Jaden made it to the pod. God damn, boys. Hey.
These niggas up here hand clapping and shit like Nettie and Sealy. Relax.
Hey, nigga, like, but you know what though? The only thing that's missing is TK's beard. That's it.
Ooh.
I swear to God, if I was there, I'd snatch that Steve Harvey rug off your ass. Well, you choose evil every week, man.
I don't choose nothing, man. I'm not.
Listen, Leslie Whitlock, I'm not doing it this week.
No.
Evil chooses him. Evil chooses him.
Leslie Whitlock, though.
You niggas are uncouth.
I got your ass. I got your Whitlock, nigga.
So let's get back into it. So we start the thing off. This is the first major time jump. 3 years, almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we kick things off with A-Gun's Second Name Day. And Leslie and them people, them high towers, they scheming early.
Early and often.
Early and motherfucking often.
My niggas.
You know, you got Tywin Lannister. My boy trying his best to put Viserys on game about what's going on in the Stepstones. And he really don't give a fuck. My nigga
he don't give a fuck about none of this shit he was talking about.
None of it.
He trying to eat and shit. My boy like, hey, nigga, it's my baby birthday. You know, my baby mama pregnant. You over here talking about fighting this shit by Damon and that other fuck nigga. I don't want to hit.
Yep.
I'm trying to kick it.
As a man who's always getting hit up to handle important shit on his days off, I felt him in this episode, man. Like, don't talk to me about this shit. I'm trying to enjoy my kid, and y'all talking about bills and shit, man. Wars and shit. Ain't nobody got time for that. I felt him on that, for real. Even though I really think he a weak-ass nigga, I did understand him on that shit.
Yeah, he definitely weak.
That nigga, no argument.
The problem with him is he would be like that at any point during the day.
He would. Like he's so scary. I never liked that about him, but today I felt him on this shit.
Yeah. They could be in the small council and he'd be like, I don't want to worry about that. Nigga.
I'm like, doing that. Would you say, Liz Cersei? I can't fucking understand you. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I'm not doing this with you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I gotta be completely honest.
Hey, Cersei, give him the hand signal.
I'm really trying to resist.
Her goddamn vocal cords working like the Ritz do, nigga.
Nigga.
Overtime.
I know you ain't working tomorrow. Can't be.
Absolutely.
Nah, man. No conference calls, at least.
That's all. I have clients. I don't have to.
All right.
Don't nothing take me down. I'm good.
Man,
except for IT guy.
I beat you, nigga.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Hey, she said that shit with the utmost confidence. Don't nothing take me down. As soon as IT guy pull up, she'll leave us on red on the screen. Mute. Walk off.
I'm going on mute.
Damn, you sound like a goddamn pack of menthols.
and to be specific, Newports, baby.
Right. Sound like a pack of Newport 100s, nigga.
One
Hey, she definitely in about 10 minutes, she gonna be like the old lady in the hood.
I first started smoking.
Damn.
Oh shit, TK.
Or like that non-smoking commercial where you got that hole in the neck.
I hated the commercial.
Let me reach over here for my knife. I think I'm gonna need it tonight.
You will.
I started smoking in 1996, and I
haven't. Off the TV. Commercial.
It's like, no, bitch. You started smoking after we found out that shit. Exactly. Don't come to me about your fucking commercials. I don't give a fuck.
She started smoking at 3 months old.
Your choice, motherfucker. Your choice. Shit, give me that shit. I can see if you started smoking like at 1935 or some shit, and it's like, all right, you know.
I'm pretty sure she did.
You know, no, I'm just saying the newer ones they've been smoking after everybody already knew about.
Like, no, nah, you already knew and you still did that shit, bitch.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
If you start smoking after we knew that it was cancer sticks,
then hey, you hookah niggas next. y'all next. So we leave the first second scene and we find ourselves
get your insurance policies now.
We got Rhaenyra. She's under the tree. She reading, and she got Samwell on repeat playing her song.
Westeros on repeat.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, this would have been a perfect scene for Celestial, you know, her, because you know, she out there, she keep telling old boy play it again. My nigga like, damn, bitch, you know, I know other songs if you like. Nah, and she like, nah, keep going. So Allison pulls up on him, and he old boy stopped playing and stood up, and Rhaenyra like, hey nigga, ain't nobody telling you to stop playing. What the fuck you doing? And Allison was like, you know, hey, you can leave.
Right. And
she was like, hey nigga, the princess didn't tell you to leave. She's like, bitch, but the queen did. My boy like Steve Harvey on Kings of Comedy. He starts snatching them cars out, wrapping that shit up, getting the fuck up out of there.
He was so happy too, man. Like, he was ready to go after he played that shit for the 10th time. He was so stressed that his hands was hurting and shit.
Hey, he was sick of her shit. But anything, I'm gonna go to you, Queen Mother. Anything about that conversation struck you any type of way?
Well, it was a power struggle of sorts, obviously, because Rhaenyra being who she is, the heir apparent, and Allison had to flex on her. Allison had to say, the queen dismisses you. And he was like, and, you know, left the set. And then she's trying to, you know, please Allison, always being a pleaser, trying to please Viserys. Viserys wants everybody to go to the woods for the hunt, you know, ride in the carriage together. And Allison, again, has to make it a command from the queen. And so Rhaenyra is just, she's just being obstinate. She's being a petulant child. I mean, she's 17 years old. Technically, that ain't an adult yet, but in these times, she should be, you know, looking for a husband or having proposals, going through proposals. And, you know, that's just not what's on her mind. She ain't interested. She don't want it. It's like, ugh, not another motherfucker. Oh, please to go away. So she's just giving attitude.
Let me just say, them people definitely live by the old enough to read, you old enough. Never mind. So,
come on, man.
Stop it. Oh no, it's gonna get worse. Trust me. This shit is gonna go flying off the cliff like the Thelma and Louise car. Trust me.
But that, you know, to your point though, Queen Mother, that was like the first power struggle we see, you know, with them. As small as it was, that was the first and the first of many. Right. You know, first of many. Yep. So
one thing I like to point out is Allison is still
I didn't laugh. I didn't say anything.
Allison is still, she has empathy for Rhaenyra. So even though she's being a queen and she's actually doing quite well, y'all really get on my nerves. She's still
Do y'all have like this sudden need to clear your throat? Like,
I've been clearing it all day. I've taken all my medicine. I've done my breathing.
Right. That's what you need. You need some of that fire water. It'll clear that shit right up.
Look, Lit Cersei, I'm brewing some cherry bounce. It'll be ready by June.
Okay. I'm ready. Cherry bounce. Going to the comments. Goodbye.
She ain't got nan liquor license.
It's just a little home brew.
This nigga out here bootlegging and shipping across state lines. We going to jail.
It's all good.
I'm sorry.
Hypothetically.
Yes, I mean, yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right, so we leave that scene. And we find ourselves at the Kingswood.
You can sound like Morgan Freeman.
What are you going for here? Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, nigga, what's up?
They all clapping. I was just
leave this lady alone.
I didn't want her to feel alone, bro. You are not alone. I am here with you.
Mm. No, we will not talk about Michael today. You are very unviscerious.
I'm just trying to help, man.
I do remember the time when your voice didn't sound like this.
Right. Man. I mean, but you know what though? It's just like TK's genetic sets his hair follicles. You gotta beat it.
Ooh. Well, it is human nature for you to act like that.
Damn, baby.
It is.
Now that was bad.
It was.
Thank you.
Are we sure that Leslie doesn't have a Steve Harvey unit?
Listen, I'm not gonna stoop that to his level.
My shit is real. Okay.
You know, I know, you know, he be all right.
Okay.
I'm a changed man. It's above me.
Okay.
It's above me now.
Okay. Above me now.
So you know, they at the Kingswood, and this is where we first see Littlefoot. My boy, like, I can't go hunt. I can't go hunt.
I did everything I could not to land when he was living through that damn room, man.
But why did he show it off like it was a badge of honor? I can't go hunt, y'all.
Why did they zoom in on that big ass boot, though? That shit was so out of pocket. That man was so petty.
Hey, his boot thicker than the Instagram model.
But that nigga walk on his ankle. Like, his shit all the way sideways. Like, the sole of this nigga's foot turns, like, that way.
And
this,
yes.
Nigga walks, this nigga walks on his fucking ankle. Like, what the fuck, bro?
And then is looking at him like, man, what the fuck this nigga doing?
Yo, get that fucking ass foot out of here, boy.
And even then, if you can't, that's fine, you can't hunt. Why you just couldn't go run to the women? Like,
you didn't. That's how you know he messed it up.
No, yeah, like, he wanted to
win an ass, right?
He can't even start talking.
He could have sat his ass right outside with everybody else. He was sick, yeah. Get outside.
And nigga still like, hello, ladies.
Well, what y'all got going on in here?
What y'all got
going on? Head ass.
But you know,
cut it off. Saw that motherfucker off.
Nigga like, made him a golden off, foot.
Hey, so that nigga walked around with his fucking foot like off Misery when she clubbed that nigga feet.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's how his fucking foot looked.
So let me ask y'all this. I mean, we know what he is, what he becomes or whatnot. Like, did y'all, you know, when you first saw him, you didn't think nothing about this nigga. I know I did.
Nah, not at all. And they played up that way.
No, because he was slinking around a little bit too much. He'd slide over here. Ladies, can I sit with you?
Yeah.
Well, what are the ladies doing? So by placing himself in where the gossip is going on, because that's all the ladies were doing.
You listening? Was gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's getting all this information, and then he goes and, you know, sits by his brother or his father or whatever, and hears what the men are talking about and gets that information. So that makes him, you know, very well informed on both sides of the fence.
He did initially give that damn Varys vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And if you read the books, you know, I mean, or the book before, you know, all this shit, you already knew what he was about.
Facts.
Right.
So it's kind of hard for me to separate the two. Like, you know, because as soon as he walked in, you already knew what he was.
Yeah, but I think even without being like a book reader, like the optic of him going in there and sitting with the lady, like Queen Mother said, that was completely intentional by the show writers. So like for him to go in there and say, oh, hey, I ain't no good at fucking war. Can I sit with y'all? That was their way of introducing him as this is a messy ass nigga.
Yeah. And then him kind of downplaying himself, right? Like, oh, I'm completely
I'm nobody. I'm no
threat. Don't mind me.
Exactly. Don't mind me, y'all. I'm just here.
I'm just a piece of furniture. Say what you want to say.
The whole fucking time.
Exactly.
To your point, Lesley, like you said, if you read the book, you knew, you know. And like now that I've, you know, read all the books and whatnot, as soon as he came on the screen, I was like, this nigga.
this
fuck nigga right
when,
here.
When him and Harwin and Lionel was first walking up, when they made it to the Kingswood with that club ass foot, that's for, I'm like, look at this old fucking crooked foot ass nigga. Oh, tangled foot ass. This nigga slowing everybody the fuck down. It's a line of niggas behind him. Man, get your fucking ass out the way.
Hey man, why this nigga foot got you so mad, dog?
He was so upset.
Crooked foot ass nigga.
Hey, you was like this on the first time we did. It's like, God damn, what? Why does nigga mad at his foot?
Keep God in your life, fuck nigga.
I love you, boy.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep God in your life,
fuck nigga. Oh, my God. So, so after we see...
After there you go, Emily. Exactly.
Littlefoot, Little Feet's engaging in girl talk. It switches over to this nigga got to be this nigga the wackest Lannister I've seen. He's wacker than Lancel.
He's not even close.
Jason Lannister, he's shooting his shot. Man. And he been creepy as fuck with it too. And I didn't notice it the first go around, but like, you know, when she turned around, he's staring at his shit like this nigga like definitely was some R. Kelly shit.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he's shooting his shot, and she blew his ass out fast as fuck.
We have the best woods.
Oh, I'm going to give him credit on one line, though. And he let her know immediately he was tricking off. When he said he would, like, build that stable for the dragon, I'm like, okay, if you're going to sell it, then sell it right. And he did sell it right. But outside of that, he a wack-ass nigga.
Hey, nigga, say, I ain't got no dragon pit, but shit, I can show a bitch.
Shit, baby, I got you. He was talking to me.
The goddamn air was like, what the fuck you need to build one on?
Where your dragons at, nigga?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, she damn sure. What the fuck you need that for?
Yeah, she looked around like, I know where you got dragons in no dragon. They just handing them out nowadays, huh?
Man, Jason Lannister is like fucking Tyrion without the fucking... intelligence and goddamn Jamie without the fight skills merged into one nigga.
Yeah,
it's like very the weaknesses so. Of both brothers. Yeah, converged
the weaknesses of Tyrion and Jamie merged into one nigga. That's Jason Lannister.
I think Rhaenyra said that, or was it Viserys? One when they were talking about Jason Lannister, his arrogance has arrogance. Right. That's a lot.
That was Viserys talking to Lionel.
Yeah, but you know what? But to Viserys credit, right? To Viserys credit, Rhaenyra left him no fucking choice. This motherfucker is like ignoring one of the most important duties of a person in her station, and she's being completely irresponsible.
Facts.
Now, I mean, as much as we want to fucking, you know, clown this nigga and all that shit like that, like, Viserys, he's trying the best he fucking can. Motherfucker won't even talk to him, won't even, and then outright said that she doesn't want to get married. Bitch, you're about to be, you're supposed to be queen, like queen.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get married?
And
that
you're pouting.
Just shows you the type of irresponsibility. That just shows you in this realm of shit, and we're going to see later on just about how irresponsible she is as far as her relationships through the years. But, you know, this is just another point to where, you know, I mean, you have to kind of question her judgment when she does shit like this.
I mean, this was step one. It was step one in the whole direction where this whole shit is fucking going. Of Rhaenyra, like you just said, making questionable decisions regarding her station, relationships, alliances, all that shit. And she really just pissing in the wind based on well, my mother died 2 years ago. You married my best friend. Now she's pregnant and you're trying to replace me. So I'm just, she basically been pouting for the last 2 years.
Right.
Why do you think Viserys, shut up, TK. Why do you think Viserys is okay with giving her a choice as to who she marries?
Because he did. I think that was his way, like with all the resistance that she is given and the fact that I think there's a guilt for him feeling like a lot of her resistance comes from the fact that he married Allison. So yep. I think him trying to fucking mend that burn bridge or whatever, he's like, okay, well, you got to get married. So peep game.
Yep.
You pick who yep. you want. I won't pick you fucking, you know, I won't betroth you to anybody. You pick who you got to get fucking married. You pick it.
Yep.
So outside of the context of the show, this may sound fucked up. But within it, it's another example of him being a weak king. Like if he had any kind of strength, he just would have told her what she was gonna do. He wouldn't have given her a choice. And although it's nice of him to do that, it's another example of him just being really passive when it comes to actually ruling something.
And it's him being a weak king, thinking that he's being a good father, and in actuality, right. like really being a shit father as well. Like you're being a good father.
Yep.
You're neglecting your duty as king and as a father, all in one with this shit.
There you go. And honestly, the ground comes first. You gotta do it.
You're king, my boy.
Yeah, you're king, my boy. You just ain't. Yeah, you just ain't somebody fucking daddy. You know, just
you're the king, my boy.
He tried worse. You know, in that scene, like he dressed her down in front of everybody, loud as fuck.
Yep.
You know, he was like, "What do you say? Even I do not exist above tradition and duty."
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in response, she was like, "Man, fuck you." And dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hopped on a horse and just rode out.
And he let her. He's the king and he let her.
Yeah. And then was just like lollygagging all night long. Like this bitch been gone all day and night.
The air.
And nobody's going out looking for him except for one person. It would have been a whole fucking flight of people going out chasing that.
He's just worried about that white stag.
Which is also stupid. Well, are we going to get to that later?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
so that one part really fucked me up. Because, again, he talking about tradition and duty, yada, yada, yada. Like you said, Leslie, this is his fucking heir, supposedly. And she ride off and nobody goes after her. Like nobody goes, you know, they supposed to be tearing them goddamn woods up. You know.
Right.
My boy said, fuck, pull me another drink.
Fuck. Right. I mean, like a white girl going missing in the woods, that's usually shit.
They were supposed to be after her like Ramsey did to people looking for Leon.
Right.
That's how they're supposed to ride up on it.
And I think that plays more into how everybody is so focused on the little brother now, which, again, like, it's you all's duty to protect any of the heirs, not just this one. But it's like everybody is following the serious lead, even if they're not consciously doing it, except for one or two people.
She did tell him in the beginning of the episode, ain't nobody coming to see me, Otis.
They're not here for me. No one is here for me.
Yeah.
She told him that shit.
And she was right. Mm-hmm. She was right. But she ain't doing herself no fucking favors, though. Exactly. I mean, shit. Yeah. She's walking around here all fucking bitter and shit, asking the nigga to be on repeat, like fucking, like he's Spotify, like acting like an ass to Allison. This ain't even Allison's real fault. This is all the work of Otto, and fucking Viserys is the one who chose it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know. Fuck out of here.
So, all right. So she dip out.
Man up. Shit.
And Sir Crispy follow her. And they chopping it up. You know. And you know, this nigga had everybody fooled. Who didn't know any better? He seemed like a nice, wholesome nigga. He is trash. But you know, he was like,
I remember this time when it was originally out, I was telling niggas, nigga was like, nah, nigga, Kristen, nigga. Like,
what you talking about,
man? I was like, all right, niggas.
and the worst is yet to come with this nigga too.
Shit. I mean, like, motherfuckers hated Damon and loved this motherfucker.
Man, two episodes in.
They love Cole.
Hey, to be fair, though, Damon was the police beating up on innocent niggas, so.
I mean,
yeah. Which, in the context of this show, again, Damon had to show them niggas. I'm just saying.
I mean, Gold Cloak's lives matter, too, I guess.
Hey, that shit hurt for you to say that, nigga.
He couldn't even get it out smooth.
Oh my god!
I guess.
Shit! I said it.
Hey, his voice was straining like little Cersei's to get that out.
You know what? And I can't wait to get to this fucking divorce rock shit. Oh, y'all motherfuckers.
Whatever.
But let's continue. That's laid off.
So. Back in the woods, and you got Leslie's favorite person, Plato. He's scheming as usual.
I don't know what he said. I mean, like, what he said.
So basically, he's telling us he's slick trying to Jedi mind fuck Viserys about, you know, the gods showing favor. The white stag and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. And he slick trying to tell him, like, you know, you got a son, this and that. So
ain't this the part though where he basically proposed to betroth them to each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
To me, that was the best fucking solution out of all. Like,
That's why I fucks with this nigga.
Hey man, get the pick. you
sound like Diddy.
Hey. Bruh, for everything that's transpiring, and for the traditions of the Targaryen household,
who's been incesting for centuries, now all of a sudden y'all motherfuckers got a problem.
You've named your first and your older daughter the heir. Okay, cool. And Eva Otto was like, I bet you named her the heir. Cool, I get it. That's your daughter. You want to ride with your daughter? I love my daughter too, King. But peep this, you got a son too. Y'all some Targaryen ass niggas. Y'all be on some nasty shit anyway, so you might as well just go on and. he had like Otto was speaking Spanish, so.
And at least they got different mamas.
Saying that shit.
They got different mamas, so there's a lower chance of madness.
How many lives would have been saved if this would have happened? Would the Targaryens still not have their dragons for centuries to come?
Oh yeah,
man.
If they did that,
wouldn't have had this whole entire war.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was the best option in terms of consolidation of power.
I mean, it probably would have made more sense if the nigga wasn't too. But Sarah's like, nigga, he too.
Yeah, he didn't pick the right time to suggest it. I will agree on that.
Like,
what other time would you suggest?
This is medieval times, nigga. They did this shit.
They wasn't gonna get married. Like,
they wouldn't get married right away. Yeah.
It was a betrothal. Like, when he is of age,
this right. is medieval of job. Course.
Like yeah. Lena said, I won't have to bed you till I'm 14.
Exactly. She was 12. And back in them days, that shit would have been normal.
Yes,
like,
hey, man, you won't have to fuck your old ass sister until you're
14,
bro.
Yep. And you in your fucking 30s or whatever, 30. I mean, but it doesn't matter. It's not about these motherfuckers. It's about continuing the Targaryen tradition and making them just as strong as they. Because this whole civil war completely changed the game for the Targaryens. And really, this was the beginning of the end.
Hey, Eric Justin, the comment.
I don't think it was about the age difference. I just think it was about Viserys being too stubborn to even engage in the politics of it. He didn't want to hear that shit no more. He made a decision that Rhaenyra was heir. He don't want to hear none of the shit about the son that he fucking made being the heir. Like, nigga, you went and got married again. You went and made another heir, which you knew if you had a son, people were going to try to project him to the heir over Rhaenyra. Like, you did this. Mm-hmm. So you have to be willing to, at the fucking bare minimum, engage in this conversation. He didn't even want to hear that shit. All he wanted was another fucking drink.
Yeah, he was tired of the politics. It wasn't the suggestion. He was just over that shit.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear none of that shit. Yeah.
In this episode, that it was very noticeable that Viserys started really getting deep in the cups. I mean, that cup stayed out like, pour some more, pour some more, pour some more. Fact. I mean, good Lord, are you going to have a little left? Because, you
and
know,
at this point, had Jason Lannister already come to Viserys at this point as well?
So we was actually, we yeah. actually right there. Okay. We right at the point where Viserys, back inside getting drunk as fuck. He pouring up till he get tore up. And Jason come with the little stick and shit. And
I had this made in the gold gallery. Head ass.
Bro, that nigga so,
that nigga so annoying, dog. Like, get that damn cock out of your mouth, dog. No, did it. Like, damn. God damn, boy.
There's a lot of Diddy in that statement. I'm sorry.
Woo.
He was Diddying. He was Diddying.
No.
Dog, he that nigga's horrible. Like, shit. But you know, he stayed a scheming for Rhaenyra, you know. and Viserys, this is the part I think Jarge, you brought it up about the dragons and shit. Him and Viserys talking. But he let it slip, though. He let it slip that folks been talking.
Niggas been talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, I think if Viserys wasn't a weak-ass nigga, he should have got him slapped the shit out of him.
But here we are, and he is a weak-ass nigga. That's the thing, man. Yep. Nobody talk about a king that'll fuck you up.
Right.
And yeah. He had too many leaks, man. He had too many leaks in the building. Nobody respected him. His brother didn't respect him. His daughter didn't respect him. His wife barely respected him. Like, it never was going to work out for the series.
Yeah. Plus, one of his fingers could have fell off if he slipped.
And you know what? And just going back to the age, I hate to keep going back, but the age, yes, it's about Rhaenyra producing heirs, but it's also about the fact that Aegon would have served as an insurance policy. Okay, so what if Rhaenyra dies at fucking 20? They don't produce an heir. Well, now you got fucking heir in Aegon, yeah. Right? Now you got your heir in Aegon. So Aegon is not only the king and queen relationship works in that situation because of the fact that it would stop the civil war, but he would have been viewed as an insurance policy. That's all it is, because he would have been the quote unquote other heir. So, you know,
right.
It's just not about the age difference. Like, I don't think that factored in.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, they would have had a built-in heir and a spare.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. I get that. Right. But
both of them would have been heir and spare, technically. In a sense.
That's true too.
Yeah.
But then we wouldn't have a story, so you know. We had to do it that way.
That part.
And to Emily's point, he's already the other heir. Great. So that's we're still like talking about the same shit. The age doesn't matter. If Rhaenyra can't produce another heir, cool. Then we got Aegon, who's going to be there, and he'll be alive. Who can produce? Right. Who can marry somebody else and produce an heir?
And they're working together, and they're not scheming against each other as brother and sister.
Right. And then he has another kid on the way.
Right. Yeah, that nigga was busy, man.
Yeah.
That nigga was busy.
That nigga was fucking.
God damn.
Like, my boy got him a young thing. He said, shit, it's time to go to work.
Yeah, I ain't got much longer with y'all niggas. May as well.
Man, might as well get these off.
So, as someone who didn't read the books, is it correct to assume that he is the weak link of the Targaryen blood?
No, that's a direct assumption. Now there were others, but he directly like caused this fucking, I don't even know if this is the right word, this chasm, this fucking gap. He caused that shit directly. Like his actions, whether intentional or unintentional, he did this shit.
Yep, for lack thereof.
Yeah, you had Maegor's, I forget Maegor's other brother. He was weak as fuck, but he didn't really last long. So
yeah.
You know, this nigga's the weakest because he has, you know, a bunch of time in the seat and a bunch of sway.
Maegor's brother didn't lead to, like, the literal direct downfall of House Targaryen, like Viserys did. Like, Viserys' actions led to the literal downfall of his house. No. The shit started there. Like, whether you, like, motherfuckers say Rhaenyra or Allison or Aegon the second, you know, the shit started with Viserys.
When you don't have your dragons, your power is just... That's it. This is the downfall of the dragons.
And the fact that he didn't ride a dragon, that really made him.
That's some weak shit too.
God damn, bro.
Like, how could you be a Targaryen and not ride a dragon?
The nigga had Balerion and never chose another dragon again. I'd have went to Vermithor after that. Give me the next biggest one. Give me one of these motherfuckers. Give me no half. I'm the king.
It's like, oh, okay, so the big joke gone? Okay, give me the small joke. Goddamn. Shit.
On my mama.
So, after he, you know, this is after that was actually a scene where him and Otto was talking about, you know, marrying brother to sister. Okay. And he was like, hey, nigga, I came here to hunt, not for all this fucking politicking.
Right.
Otto was like, my bad, my nigga. Here, my bad. I'm ease on up out of here, bro.
And Otto was really on to some shit, man. Like, Otto was really on to some shit.
Yeah, I will give Otto credit, bro.
He keeps his foot on the gas. His heart was in the right play.
Otto keep his foot on the gas, bro.
Otto ass be scheming, but he still be scheming. Like, he schemes with his family, of course, in mind first and foremost.
Right. Of course.
His family and his legacy and furthering his line is always at the front of his agenda. But the realm is not necessarily at the back of his agenda either.
I agree.
So,
yeah, he doesn't say just some off the wild, off the cuff shit that's just like Littlefinger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He ain't fucking Peter Baelish, where like Littlefinger would fucking like Varys always said, Littlefinger would be king of the fucking ashes, you know?
Right.
Otto actually
wants he was king.
Otto wants to see the realm furthered, but Otto wants his family line to be a part of the realm being furthered.
And that's why for Otto, getting Daemon as far away from Viserys as possible was like one of his top goals. And you can see that. Like, he had both the realm and his family almost in equal measure in terms of getting them ahead. And Daemon just was not conducive to success in his eyes. So, yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
So
if you go back to the beginning of the episode, and I'm gonna let you go in a minute, TK. If you go back to the beginning of this episode where they were still in the castle, and you see Plotto and his brother Hoblark sitting there plotting and talking about, you need to get him the name Aegon, you know, the real heir, and push Rhaenyra to the side. Because again, like I said, Hobart being the older brother, he has pushed Plotto up the ladder. You know, we've talked about the Maester's conspiracy and how they kill people and shit. Mm-hmm. And he's like, go ahead and finish the job. Because that's going to be our blood. That's going to be the king. So.
Can we all agree that them Hightowers got the worst fucking names ever?
They do, man. I was going to say something about that. Like, Hoblar?
God damn.
It's Hobart. I said Hoblar. Like, Paul Blart? Yeah. Because he's just...
Hobart ain't no better. Hobart Hightower.
That nigga just threw some shit on the wall. Like, George R. Martin was like,
Hobart.
Fuck it, why not? But I will say this, though, and to Carlton's credit, right? I mean, like, to Carlton's take about how family legacy is essential and paramount for Plotto, y'all would be the same fucking way. Y'all niggas would be the same way. Y'all want to set your family up for generations. I don't give a fuck what y'all say.
Man, my grandson gonna be the king, nigga.
Goddamn right. That's what the fuck I would want. The fuck? I mean, like, Allison was right on point. She was like, what mother wouldn't want their son to be king?
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden we just fucking higher than thou. And all of a sudden, if we were in that same position, we would be doing that same shit. Fuck out of here.
What these rewatches typically show you, whether it's Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon, is typically with this shit, there's no like good or evil side. There's no right or wrong. It's just bunch of different motherfuckers plotting for their own agendas, and you pick the side that you fucking want to rock.
Now it's definitely some right and wrong in there mixed in. But for the most part, it is gray. For the most part, it is gray.
You know, Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, the red wedding was clearly wrong. Yeah. But, yeah. But there's
the purple one wasn't.
There you go. The purple one wasn't. Even though the purple one, I mean, for example, Ned's beheading, there's a tad bit of gray if we being real. Like I said, when that shit happened, Joffrey had to fucking assert his power.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But Joffrey had to assert his power. That now, y'all just got done calling Viserys the weakest nigga alive. Yeah. All of a sudden, when somebody tries to commit mutiny on a king and gets beheaded, and all of a sudden, Joffrey's fucking wrong.
That's my point. Ain't no right. Exactly. It's just motherfuckers doing what they feel like is right in the situation, and you choose the side that you want to fall under. Yeah.
Now, everything after that, Joffrey was dead ass wrong, but that one, he was right. He made the right call on that.
And not everything. Joffrey got some other.
Don't get less.
I ain't gonna go there right now. we can keep it moving. I ain't gonna.
So
because a lot of this shit going on right now, Joffrey would have never fucking allowed.
We all know this. So to what you said earlier, Carlton, you know, about Plato, you know, having his family, you know, in the forefront, and he also, you know, got the realm on his mind. That next scene, we get to somebody who's kind of the opposite. After Viserys and Otto had a conversation, Lynel walks up to him, mm-hmm. and you know, he says, Lynel, oh, let me guess, fuck nigga, you about to tell me your strong ass motherfucking son is the best one, you know, for Nera. And Lynel's like, actually, nah, nigga, I don't fuck with y'all like that.
You y'all know, some weird ass niggas.
Yeah, y'all.
That's what he said. That's what he was looking like. He was like, nah.
I'm really nasty.
Yeah. Hey, my boy was like, nah, I just want to keep my little castle and my sons. You niggas is crazy. But, you know, he was like, hey, but check this out. I told your ugly lad a few years ago, you know, to marry Corliss's daughter. Lena. He was like, Lena. He was like, nah, fuck that. So now, why don't you betroth Rhaenyra to Lenore? And bring Corliss back into the fold, because we broke, nigga.
Facts.
We broke.
Big game at this nigga once again.
Facts.
And he like,
hey, man, you need to link up with these niggas over here with the hair.
Right. I keep trying to tell you about these fucking.
You better link up with them rich niggas.
Right. Can I tell you about these fucking Valyrians?
And, you know,
because I mean, and by the way, if Viserys would have married Lena, then Corliss would have been doing the same shit out of. Anyway, continue.
I mean, of course.
You know, say shit out of there. Continue.
But, that's wild.
Oh, Candace.
She's
that's funny.
Lynel looked at like they got. See, everybody called him Lynel. That's his name.
Lynel.
That's his name.
Lynel. Lynel Strong.
Lynel, right. So, and once again, Viserys like, nigga, I'm about to go drink. And just walk the fuck off.
Yeah. Right. In the cups. Staying in the cups.
He was in a drunken stupor.
Yeah. So.
Literally, nigga.
Yeah. It was like Paul Williams on Temptations.
Do you think. how do you manage to just shit on so many legends? Like.
I mean, I don't know, man. Paul, you know, Paul kind of left us before we saw his full potential. Anyway,
that justifies
it. You know that.
Golly, man.
Eric Johnson, you so wrong.
Hey, he said, I don't raise husbands, I raise sneaky links. That's wild. But it's true, you know. Shit. Well, I mean, would you consider never mind. We'll that comes down the line.
Yeah, so, both of them. So that, yeah.
That's
knowing what we know now. Yes, both of them.
Yeah, but
sneaky links.
Littlefoot ain't fucking nothing. Anyway, So yeah, do you think
just proud of the OnlyFans?
Yeah.
It's not always direct contact, okay? Don't make me go through a master class on this.
No,
again.
No, we good.
We don't need that shit.
No, no. We've had enough. Yeah.
We believe. We
then moving on.
So let me ask y'all this. So that little interaction with Lionel, do you think part of that played a part in Viserys deciding to help Daemon and them?
Oh yeah, hell yeah! Because of the fact that because of what he said, he has to keep fucking Rhaenyra's future husband alive.
Right. That that last line is what I was talking about specifically. Yeah. He was like, you know, we just got to keep laying her safe.
Yep.
He over there fighting.
That is corner, son. I mean,
he over there fighting this shit.
You might want to help them niggas.
Like, all the other logical reasons didn't mean anything, and then he gets to that when he like, you right.
Yep. Hey, why we got all these comments saying
them niggas is not
no more Velveteen Rabbits.
Oh, I'm just gonna sit here. I'm gonna let it roll on, roll on, hey, roll on.
Sis, listen, but, sis.
Does our guest know what Velveteen?
Hey, it is not about story time. No.
Well, guess what?
Like, we have the clip though, right?
Oh, let me see. Here we go.
All right, shit.
So,
oh man.
Your grandma and your grandpa have their dentures, and so when they get in bed and they take their dentures out, and they gum on each other. So that's how I'm gonna leave that. So.
Nothing could have prepared me for that. Hey.
Take it away, man. What's your thoughts?
I don't know what to do with this information. Like I'm partially afraid, but also strangely intrigued.
Man. You and CJ.
Hey, my boy, do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Like, this nigga slide action got to be crazy. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I can't knock it, you know. I don't pink shame here.
CJ would be fucking so proud right now. You and CJ will be having the greatest conversation.
Oh my god!
Y'all niggas would be sharing some war stories. It sounds like.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
My nigga's scoroused.
Hey, he's scoroused.
My nigga is scoroused.
My thing is, man, that clip was so ready. Like, he just clicked it.
Oh, listen, dog. You have to understand. Once it dropped and we realized what we had, we all knew it would never leave us.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, we have a few of those.
Oh, god damn.
I think this was somebody who done seen and heard some shit. They're right there. I wasn't prepared for that shit.
None of us were, brother. None of us were.
Yeah, brother. That was the old
welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the struggle, brother.
Jarius, I'm just here to educate the tweets of maturing. That's all I do.
Well, consider me educated.
We were flabbergasted.
Listen, man, getting throated by no teeth is some nasty work.
And according to CJ, it can happen with a young person.
Oh, see, yeah, we had to find CJ's reaction, cuz nigga. So back.
He broke it down for the people. But anyway,
back to these niggas. So so after we get through with the scene with Lionel and them. We go to Ray and Kristen Cole in the woods and shit, and they talking, and they get attacked by a boar, and you know she stabbed a nigga, and that's pretty much.
That nigga said that shit. Why are you passive about niggas getting attacked by a fucking wild
boar? Yeah, he just bypassed. He's a big ass boar, man.
Attacked by a boar,
bro. We saw a nigga get stomped out by a dragon. What the fuck is a pig?
I mean, no, look.
Robert Baratheon, that question.
Hey, guess what I'm saying?
That motherfucking pig cleared the shit out of Kristen Cole.
Man.
Right.
That nigga wash Kristen Cole from
the dump. Hey, man, you know the irony in all of this? Leslie hit me up earlier today just talking about random dangerous animal facts, and we did talk about a wild hawk. And so... I guess this is the part of the program where we go off, we veer off again. Dude, a wild hog is almost impossible to kill.
Yes.
Facts. I just want that to be clear.
Facts.
You can't even shoot them in the fucking head. You got to shoot them from the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, that wild hog was a pretty big threat. Now, he wasn't a dragon. Come on now. Yeah. But Puma had some hands. He was ready for whatever.
Kristen Cole had been one step to the left, he might have a Robert Baratheon story.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts. ask Bobby B about that goddamn wild boar.
That's the name.
That's the name. Well, yeah. Say that shit, Emily.
That only. Nigga Robert Baratheon was in the bed stanking. Leave you stanking, nigga. What the fuck you stanking, nigga?
Well, a wild boar really set forth Game of Thrones, the original series. Like, oh God. Him doing that.
Man.
And he was also, fucked over by Lancel. Let's not forget that part.
You need the wild boy to set the foundation. Like, they knew what to use. Like, hey, a wild boy, this shit gonna get cracking. And it did.
Oh, God. That motherfucker.
Did they ever cook that nigga?
That nigga cleared Kristen Cole and turned around to Rhaenyra ass like, reverse bacon, bitch.
Ooh, reverse bacon. Oh, shit.
That motherfucker Rhaenyra, boy, she went, she won the OJ mode quick. I mean, allegedly.
All right, come on, man. The juice is no longer loose, man. Let's just let it rest.
You right, man. He's no longer loose, but wherever he is, I guarantee you he's cut.
I just want to take a
moment.
Oh, my God.
Whoever made the heavenly t-shirt pick with a Bronco being chased by a fleet of police vehicles, God. You can go to hell, man. I didn't need to laugh that hard, man. I just seen this man died, and y'all got the fleet vehicles up in the sky with wings. They put wings on the fucking Bronco.
Oh, my God,
bro.
God damn, boy. Fuck it.
Only one way for a nigga to go, man. Nigga had to get up there somehow.
Man, like I tell you what, boy. OJ, stay cutting up.
Somebody said Johnny Cochran was somewhere saying, I know that ain't who I think it is.
I'm not, you know what?
Be serious about
that. Hey, I'm not going to even take a stab at that bullshit, Leslie.
That nigga said that shit and looked up at the sky, dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, y'all niggas are stupid, bro.
God. Man, it's wild to do this shit and then run around. But like, I just hope they catch the real killer. And he said, he was like, I just wonder sometimes if he's around me. Motherfucker, what?
I wonder, buddy.
It's talking about CTE. My ass. That nigga ain't had no CTE.
CJ 21.
OJ the killer is closer than you think, brother.
CJ in the comments said, hell for OJ is a room full of gloves that fit. Eric Johnson said, hey.
God damn. Oh my God.
Woo! Him getting on Twitter was some brave shit, man.
It really feel like too, like OJ. It feel like OJ dying of cancer was like equivalent to like the bricks and shit falling and killing Cersei and Jaime. Like it was.
Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't like. It didn't have enough thump.
It didn't have enough razzle dazzle on it.
It was anticlimactic, if you will.
Nigga was supposed to be on like a private jet in the shape of a fucking flying Bronco, and that bitch was supposed to crash in Bermuda or some shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, or a house fire or something painful.
An actual animal Bronco was supposed to take him out of here.
Nigga. Yes.
I mean, but that's the same. That's the same shit as like fucking Idi Amin. This nigga died like just like 20 years later after the after his genocide shit, just peacefully in his sleep.
Man.
Don't sit surrounded by those family. Who loved him.
With family. This nigga was like,
I'm surprised we hadn't got the obligatory, he got his life right with God before he got on.
Right. 30 seconds before.
You niggas got a lot of nerve going to comfort this nigga.
If it's any time to not be an atheist, it's that moment. When you got about 30 seconds left, you're like, God, forgive me.
Imagine you died, or like right before you died, both your eyes closed, you said, like, God, forgive me. Put water on, like.
Wow.
Okay, what were we talking about?
Yeah, like, no doubt cancer is painful. We're just saying, like, not enough of what he did.
Allegedly. Not trying to downplay cancer here.
Right.
Sorry.
Cancer 0% approval rating over here.
Sorry.
What came next was Viserys in the woods. Is that where we are?
Viserys and Allison talking, and the liquor really started talking for him.
This nigga talking like he a dreamer.
Yeah,
my nigga, shut
bro,
your
I was saying, like,
nobody get the fucking dreams right, you fucking dumbass.
And nobody took the cup away. They don't keep going.
You talking about some like most of Dragon Riders, nigga? You did the. Why don't you be both? How about that? God damn it. Shit. Is that so hard? You only have a dream once every fucking 10 years. And you don't even get the fucking dreams right. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. It's fucking worse than
Turbo. So, Emily.
He was on some other shit, man. Them cups they was talking loud for him. And she looking like, what?
Samantha's comment until I'm serious, no Dr. King.
Oh my God.
Why is this so funny?
Oh, things strong about Viserys. This is liver.
So does that make Allison not Coretta?
Oh, she damn sure wasn't a
man.
She's scandalous, though.
Listen, she's definitely not Coretta. Just like that white woman that Kang tried to make.
I was waiting to talk about Jonathan Majors. I knew he was going to come up on this call at some point. Mm-hmm. It's a Twitter account that I've convinced that is Jonathan Majors trying to take up for himself in the midst of all these jokes. And I came across it and I said something. He was trying to go back and forth. And I'm like, you are fucking Jonathan Majors. And I want to prove it and I got to figure out how. But it was definitely Jonathan Majors. Because somebody was like, it was a dude wearing something random. And they was like, this is a British Jonathan Majors variant. And he retweeted it and he was like, we really got to stop the Jonathan Majors jokes. And I said, that's more of a Kang the Conqueror joke than a Jonathan Majors joke. And he said, go away. And I'm like, wait a minute.
So you got a W account.
They got the so burn.
That nigga Kevin Durant.
Right. He definitely Kevin Durant. Listen, you got to do something.
So I go to the profile and it's full of like protect Jonathan Majors tweets. And I'm like, nobody cares this much about this nigga. Because if y'all don't care, if black people don't chase or don't care about that nigga, don't nobody care about that. And so what I'm saying is, this has to be a burn.
We kind of,
like we kind of did a little something, but you know,
there's a gray area.
Came and went.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't agree on that video.
It was kind of like it's fucked up that the shit is happening because he ran away, but you shouldn't have been with the white dude.
Guess where we all at? Yes, we are all in agreement.
So, you know.
But y'all hear Snow Buddy chasing my brother, you know.
Getting in trouble.
I got to drop somewhere.
He did too good of a job getting away from her, and he got in trouble for it. But she had the complexion for the collection. Of course he was going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's his own fault. And then Megan Good, that's who I'm tired of, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Hey,
this is weird.
I love Megan. Don't do that.
Yeah, we all love Megan Good until she starts doing unintelligent things.
So speaking of
support all intelligent and or unintelligent actions by Megan Good.
Speaking of unintelligent,
especially non-intelligent.
Let's talk about biker boys. No,
let's not.
So we back.
I watched it all the way through.
Refocus.
Get them together, Queen Mother. They bullshit.
I know.
So we back in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
This weak ass hunt, if you want to call it a hunt.
Man, them niggas been eating the whole time, and like four niggas went and found the goddamn deer.
Bro, seeing this scene, all I can say was, I'm saying to myself, Bobby B would never. Like, he would get out there. I mean, he got him killed, but still.
He would, but he also wouldn't make it back.
We know historically he wouldn't have made it back to that motherfucker.
Bobby B would never.
Bobby B would never, all right.
Bobby drunk ass would have been out there, man.
But that scene also shows again how weak this nigga is. Cause he stabbed the heart and dude's like, hey, my nigga.
Psst. He's a little bit to the left.
Look to the left, my boy.
I watched this scene in disgust. I was right so pissed off, man.
And then once it's dead, golf clap.
That's the part that made me mad.
The part that pissed me off was when he actually did hit him with the killing strike. The nigga had to lean into it a little bit. Get your ass off that damn thing. It's all right. You just stabbed it. Now you gonna lean and put all your weight in this shit.
That nigga was tired, bro.
That nigga was tired as fuck. Two strikes.
That nigga was tired, dog.
Two fucking strikes, and that nigga was done. He was blowed.
Listen, nigga, I'm 39 now. After a whole day and night of drinking, my ass be tired too.
Mind you, to a stag that was tied up.
Like, nigga, I'm useless.
It was tied up.
Like it was.
It was restrained.
Amazing job.
It was what? Let's start seeing. I can't understand you. Why power? Talking that change. Oh,
you can't say that, man.
Oh, they've said much worse. It matters not.
Yeah, I was about to say, nigga.
That's light.
This is the tip of the Titanic iceberg right here.
Courtney said that stag was restrained like her voice.
Dang, Courtney.
I don't know if I've
seen
that thumbnail before.
Damn,
Courtney fucking. Hey. Jesus. Hey, what'd you say, bro?
Yeah, I ain't say nothing. I'm with you.
Don't answer your now, Valerian.
I'm just drinking my water.
Oh, God damn.
Damn.
So
damn.
Hey, man, shit, like, listen.
I mean, he laid on his back. She looked like a rider.
Hey, Samantha said you and Pa must have turned up real bad this weekend.
No, no. My daughter had prom.
Samantha said IT got knocked your vocal cords sideways.
Damn.
She wild for that shit. You ought to be shamed, Samantha.
God damn.
You ought to be shamed.
I'm going
Man, they coming for you. That's crazy. That's
wow. Crazy.
Hey.
So,
I would never.
So let me get back to it. Okay, we got a few more to go. So you know, after that scene, we see Ray and Cole again, and they see the white stag. And you know, the significance of that shit was, you know, according to legend, I guess. What they were saying earlier about. Otto was saying about the stag and blessings and all this other shit.
Yeah, prophecy. The white stag used to be the ruler of the kingwood back in the day.
White stag chooses you to be, you know, that shit. You know?
It was so damn hard to find that white stag. They just sell it. They just said, fuck it, man. Let's go home.
Is that right?
Yeah, shit. It ain't white, but this nigga big too, King. He big, stab this nigga.
Like, we got you, King.
Right.
Yeah, so we couldn't find that white stag.
We couldn't find it, man. I swear to God we saw, but we couldn't find it.
That goddamn white stag wasn't bullshit, though. That nigga went up there and looked at Rainier and Kristen was like, man, I'm out. These niggas. These niggas out here stabbing niggas, dog.
Said, I ain't talking about shit.
My boy pulled up was like, son, nope.
And he turned right the fuck on around.
Turned right on around.
Kristen pulled that sword out. Rainier was like, no. The stag was like, you ain't got to tell him. You ain't got to say shit, my boy.
It'd have been some crazy shit. She the guy that they rolled into camp on that motherfucker.
Man, oh my
that's
God.
That's what I'm talking about. What would have been her fate had she rolled into the camp with the white stag? Then no one could have denied her being the heir apparent because she brought it in.
Otto would have found a fucking way. That nigga would have said it ain't white enough, goddammit. Something off white.
That stag was mulatto.
Right.
Oh,
I
always
said so.
It was more. It was cream. It was off white.
His dad was one quarter black, sir.
There you go, count.
One drop rule.
I don't would have found.
Oh, not the one drop rule. Shit.
He's Balerion like so. No, my king. Hey, Ray. 49-11 said, this rewatch really highlights how ain't shit crispy Cole really is. He saw the white stag encounter with Ray Ray and still went against her claim. Bitch ass nigga. Mm.
Damn. Yeah.
That was incendiary.
True words have never been spoken.
And tonight's SAT award goes to Balerion for using the word incendiary.
I'll be knowing some shit.
My nigga will hit you. He be killing me. He'll hit you with keep God in your life, fuck nigga. Then he'll drop a 5-syllable word next.
Fuck nigga.
You gotta be versatile.
Shit.
Diversify your bonds, nigga.
That will change financial.
So after we see the white stag, Ray and Cole, they show back up in the camp, and she covered in blood. And the first thing I know is Harlem was like, shit, I fuck that.
Hell yeah, that nigga was like, oh, shit. Hey, and then
what's I know, it? Yeah.
Jason fucking Lannister turning his gay ass nose.
Right. Like, ew.
Nasty.
What's that?
And Harlem is like, damn, that's my number one right there. Man. I'm going to get that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yep.
And he did.
I'm glad they at least brought the goddamn pig back home.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. He's had some fun.
Good meat.
Yeah. So,
they need
does
money.
Anybody?
No money.
Wow, Macer. That's cold.
He said she was more beat up than Cersei's vocal cords.
Come on, man. Damn, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Lee. I'm sorry you gotta suffer through this.
That's tough.
I will.
Bro, that's like the same joke again. Just in different verbiage.
So could it be argued that Rhaenyra didn't kill the White Stag as another act of defiance in a way? Because she knew how much the king wanted that, even though he wanted to kill. Like, could that be another thing where she's like, nah, fuck that nigga, I'm bringing back a boar.
I think in that moment for her, it was just more about knowing. Like, yeah, the whole time these niggas-
Knowing I could have.
This White Stag, this motherfucker chose me, basically.
Right, exactly. I'm the one.
I'm looking at it. I see the stag see me. I don't need to. I think it was like just the symbolism of the whole shit.
Mm-hmm. Hence the reason why she agreed to go ahead and get married. Cause I think she was like, okay, yeah. Like this shit is really my responsibility to be,
I was chosen.
To be the heir. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Dumbass. It was dumb. So we also see Plato. He's talking to Allison, and you know, he's on replacing Rhaenyra. And you know, this is when Allison was wholesome and decent. You know, she was resisting everything her daddy was saying, which is crazy that I'm saying she was wholesome and decent considering she was a bust down for Jaehaerys and Viserys.
She was thrusting.
Being pimped out. She was being pimped out by her daddy.
Yeah, she was thrusting into that role. Hold on. What did you just say? Come on, man. She was thrusting into that role.
What did you just say?
What's that?
What did you just say?
Right. I can't understand you.
I'm sorry, Liz. First, I was playing.
Wow. Now?
You said she was a bust down for Jaehaerys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was a bust down from Jaehaerys. Yeah, that wasn't covered in the show, but
same book that she popped up with after Queen Aemon died to read to Viserys was the book that she used to read to King Jaehaerys.
Yeah. Because it reminds you, Allison is older in the book.
I remember y'all saying that last week.
So, yeah, she got worms.
She's been around for a minute.
She's
been around a lot.
So, what he's saying is basically rebellion, because this is what he's saying is exactly what Viserys was saying to Tywin Lannister. Oh no, Jason, I'm sorry, about niggas talking about replacing Rhaenyra and all this other shit. But you know, so we leave there, and we got Viserys and Allison talking, and Vaemond sends a letter for aid. And Allison pretty much talked him into helping, you know, adding on to what Lionel said. Because she basically said, would the realm be better without the crab feeder and shit?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's using her womanly charms on that sorry ass nigga.
Goddamn. You just can't give him some advice? As a wife,
but listen, everybody gives this nigga advice, and he really don't listen to nobody.
He listens to everybody.
You listen to every. You won't pick a definitive side,
right?
You listening to everybody and being pulled in every fucking direction.
Exactly
what Lisa just fucking said.
No, listen to many people.
So after that, you got Viserys and Rhaenyra, they talking, and she on his ass. He told her to make her own marriage, and my boy admitted that he for a brief moment he thought about replacing her ass. But he was like, I put this on your dead mama, that you straight now. I'm gonna leave you to how it is.
On that girl mama is wild, man.
But that's what I'm saying.
Mama, a lot on your dead mama.
My niggas, I put that on your dead mama. That you straight now. Don't even worry about it.
Spoiler, she was not straight.
So
she should want to fuck with.
So after that, we get to pretty much the last scene. We had the Stepstones and Vayman already on some shit.
Vayman on that Vayman shit.
Now that's a goddamn hater. Y'all talking about fucking Otto, nigga. Ain't no hate and no hater hate like fucking Vayman.
Man, I know.
Vayman the nigga at the family reunion that everybody cussed the fuck out.
Everybody.
By the end of the day, Vayman the guy cussed out by every fucking body.
All the aunties, the fucking couple brothers.
Even the kids didn't let Vayman have it. Get your right. Bitch ass out of here,
Vayman. Hey, my boy hating this shit. And Leno was like, nigga, what you gonna do besides being the master of complaints?
That was my favorite line of the whole episode.
Bar, nigga.
Nigga, see, I don't think you up here doing crying and shit, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, did we ask Leno about that shit?
We did. We had to.
We gotta
Leslie,
go back to
Leslie, do you recall?
No, I wasn't fanboying with Theo. I was fanboying with Unc.
Niggas was like, this was calling.
Don't do that. I held my composure with Theo.
Hey, Carlton, when Unc was on, you can see his feet in the back. Little feet up behind his head.
I couldn't even fucking talk. I think I asked Uncle Carlton like one question, nigga. I couldn't even talk. I was just... Oh man!
Samantha said, "When he coming back? We hope real soon.
We need him real all soon. So
got to get him back."
So then, after you know, Leno is laying down a plan real quick of what they could do, and we get to my favorite scene of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Prince Daemon.
His
Grace Viserys Targaryen. First of his name, King of the Andals, the Rhoynar, and the First Man.
Hey, look at that nigga.
And protector of the realm.
I think Damon always moves on with his ass. I think Damon always moves on with this dude ass, no matter what this letter says.
Everybody in the building is trying to
stop. Oh my God.
Look at that hand, girl.
That nigga said trash as fuck.
Boy, I beat your goddamn ass. Hey, niggas ain't like that shit, but you see, ain't there niggas step up to try?
Nah.
Facts. They got it, nigga.
I want to know what that letter said.
This beating is why they started.
Like Viserys was reading it, or you heard Viserys.
Yeah, that was the letter that he was reading when he was on the bus.
Right, but it had, like, my nigga just, you know.
You said your fight skills trash as fuck.
This is essentially what he said. He basically told Damon, look, we all know you a fucker. You in over your head. We gonna ride out, help you out with this little fuck nigga that you can't keep.
Now keep God in your life, fuck nigga.
Here's the thing. If Viserys would have pissed him off a couple years earlier, this shit would have been over.
Yeah, he beat that dude like that for no fucking reason.
But I still don't understand like the mechanisms behind how the fuck they could escape Dragonfire and how they're stuck in a cave and without any sort of ability, I'm assuming the resources or food or anything, they got them all just locked and trapped into this fucking cave. How in the fuck are they not able to, I don't know, wait it out? Like, what's going on? How are these motherfuckers behind in this cave for fucking 2 years or however long they were in that bitch?
A lot of these caves have like
hidden, or like 6 months.
Yeah.
I haven't read the book, but some caves have like hidden entrances and exits. So,
but you would think they would have discovered them, like, I mean, in all this time. Like, yeah. And on top of that, to have those many men in that cave, and, like, yeah, that shit.
Like, in Miners in Chile.
And how Caraxes' long neck ass can't just go over that motherfucker and just breathe fire. Like,
so
literally.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking just seeing the dragon down and he just go to different cave holes and start blowing fire.
I think though, I guess what they tried to show with that was at the beginning of the episode when Dana was on some, I'm gonna just land the dragon and burn you, nigga.
Yeah, that's right.
The, they could line up and shoot arrows and they kind of, it didn't threaten the dragon, but it did threaten Dana who was riding the dragon.
There
and that's always like, I forgot which book. I guess it was the book for this series where they talk about, you know, you don't try to kill the dragon, you kill the dragon rider.
You kill the rider, so that makes sense.
So I would assume that's the only kind of logic in that. And I guess as far as, I don't know, I would assume them niggas had some kind of supplies and shit in them fucking caves because, like, they were pirates, so they was cutting off all
they were resourceful.
Yeah, they were cutting off all the other ships from, you know, getting to whatever fucking destination so they were going to. So I don't know, maybe they was taking the shit off the ships and storing them in caves or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody that come and made that point. They was, you know, they fucked all the shit up.
That's too much logic for this universe, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Because,
too much logical shit for this world.
You know, because, I mean, in order to go to battle, you need fucking resources.
Right.
That's it. You gotta have resources. You gotta feed niggas.
I mean,
but they were backed by the Triarchy too. So, like, the whole thing, they were backed by, you know, a powerful entity in the Tri-City. So,
maybe with some fucking, some
magical supplies.
Exactly.
Niggas was getting care packages, man. Damn.
Some fucking hole that,
they definitely had federal aid coming to.
Care packages dropping out of the sky. Modern Warfare 2, nigga.
I did like the strategy they used. That Damon going and by himself and surviving all that shit. Yeah, you can, whatever. The strategy of having another dragon kill the archers while the soldiers were laying siege to the crab feeder and all his men. I like that strategy. Like, that made sense. And it is possibly a two dragon job, even though they got to do one dragon. Like, it made sense for them to take that approach.
Tiffany in the comments said, plus they had all the crab legs they could eat.
Not Red Lobster.
Fire this shit up.
This shit, like,
they would eat like, all this bitch getting the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
like they were eating like niggas were eating Red Lobster in the late 90s.
That was hot.
So
I used to be an Easter dinner right there.
Like the whole strategy was cool, you know. The whole fight scene, the setup was cool, but you know,
leave a lot in disbelief. Yeah, like no error. I mean, literally didn't get struck by anything except like a little leg wound and all that shit. I mean,
He took three arrows. He did take three arrows. He should have died.
With nothing in the fucking top of his head or something. I don't fucking know. Like,
man, that nigga did run through that shit like goddamn Christian McCaffrey.
Now he knew to take the fuck off. He was not running slow.
4-2, dog. Nigga ran a 4-2 with a sword.
Also, didn't the crab feeder nigga have like grayscale?
I think so.
I mean, if Damon touches it, it's literally his organs. Damon is literally covered in his blood, and this nigga got grayscale.
But see, you applying logic and shit. Nigga, that shit was badass. For him to go in there and pop a nigga.
Tell Jor that, nigga. Tell my boy Jor that, okay? This nigga got, I mean, grayscale is supposed to be, don't let him touch you.
I understand. Fuck that.
This nigga got like, and this nigga had a Magic Johnson orgy.
Shit.
What Magic say? I'm not gonna be there.
As time goes on, that moment gets wilder and wilder when you consider everything that transpired. I don't know who come to work tomorrow, but it ain't me.
Won't be me.
You on the wrong row, you Geek TV. You on the wrong row. You situated between two nigga shits.
So listen, so on behalf of everybody, we appreciate y'all. for tuning in. We might not make season two, but it's been real, nigga.
We might not make season one, episode four.
Would you say? Would you say, let's Cersei? I can't understand you. Would you say? I'm sorry, man. That was my last one.
Hey, man, y'all niggas was all fame and ass, but ain't nobody talk about fame and getting in the field like a real nigga.
He did something. He did something.
Oh, no. Once in his life.
So Leslie,
thank you, Bayman, for carrying your weight, nigga.
You got a lot of people talking about.
No, like Shireen's grayscale was cured, though. We know this to be true. George's grayscale was not cured.
It was.
You know what? I guess she got burned like magic too. Yes,
that was something. Come on, man.
Yeah, so yeah. Hey, that's about it. Thanks for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Yeah. Nigga, you put the fucking picture of Shireen up there talking about
you. God, dude. Nigga.
Like, Hold up.
God bless.
Good night. Wait a minute. So you talking about my picture, not what this nigga said?
No, nigga. The only reason why I said that was because of your fucking picture. I was chilling. I was done.
Nah.
Nigga say, man, Shireen got killed in grayscale. Nigga say she did. And
put the fucking ashes, nigga.
The nigga gonna agree, dog. The nigga agreed with it. Talking about, yeah, she did.
And
then got the nerve to try to wrap it up. Talk about good.
Let me try to make an end comment about the scene with Damon. So after, you know, he beat the ever loving shit out of that messenger. And they were going through strategies, you know, and Damon was going to be the sacrificial lamb. And he went up there. He was like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to take as many of these motherfuckers as I can.
To make a friend.
And he tried and tried and tried and did. But there was something in him that resolved to just get it done so that the rest of the people could come and, you know, wipe them out and everything. But he was bound and determined to get the crab feeder. That was his sole goal. I'm going to live long enough to get to the crab feeder. I might die, but I'm going to get to the crab feeder. And that was his sole uno goal that he had to, that's what he had to do. And that's what he did. And he survived, even though he took, what, 2-3 arrows?
I do agree. I feel like it was a last stand for him. And he was like, look, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out doing something or accomplishing what I set out to do and prove everybody wrong about me. And so I appreciated that. I didn't even think about that. If I'm going out, I'm going out swinging type moment. So, yeah, that's a great point. But Eric Johnson, you ain't shit for that comment. Talking about the grayscale.
Right.
Didn't make her play retarded.
I'm trying to get it back. I'm trying to get it back.
Queen Mother, you did a great job making your point.
I just saw somebody say, someone needs to talk about sniffing Shireen's ashes. Who said that? I thought I saw somebody say that.
Yo, wow, man.
Oh my God. Yeah, boy.
Listen.
Like Whitney loves that comment.
That motherfucker did everything he could for his daughter. And when he came down to it, he said, fuck it. And set our ass on fire, man. That shit crazy.
Whitney loves.
And still lost on top of that.
And still fucking lost.
And it was like a 4-0 series loss. It wasn't even close. Like, they got their ass kicked. He killed his daughter for that.
Niggas talk about Otto being a bad father. All he did was get his daughter married to the king. He ain't burned his daughter at the stake.
He didn't.
And everybody saw him.
Stop showing this goddamn picture.
TK.
It works. It works. Unlike your vocal cord, it works.
Oh.
You put that picture up again, I'm calling Thanos, man. This is it. Let's start over again.
Or Yanos.
Thanos Slint. Yanos Slint.
Yanos was Gusto. What you say? We call that nigga Valeria, you call that nigga Yanos. Yanos was Gusto. Gusto.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Fuck y'all.
There we are.
That is wild, bro.
Y'all are the worst sweet summer children. Y'all are just...
Shreemo's a victim of a snap. God
damn. That is wild.
Mace was funny for that shit. Nigga said Shereen a victim of a snap.
Shit.
God damn.
I don't know. The snap would have been quicker.
Right.
Please.
Man. So listen. Next week, we got
if we be here,
we got episode.
We still got a fucking show.
So
episode number 4. We getting closer to the new season. Looking forward to that. If we still here, if not, then you know it was fun. But hey, before we slide out of here, Jarius, won't you give everybody a rundown again where they can find you? And all of that.
You can find me on Twitter at UGeekTV. On YouTube is U-GeekTV. But let me be clear. You're going to see a couple Caucasians come up. It's not them. All right? Clearly.
Nigga said, keep looking until you see a nigga.
Keep looking, man, because them other niggas, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. But look for me. And lastly, you can find me on Facebook at The Unapologetic Geek. Also, thank you all for having me, man. I got to come back and do this again. Y'all, this was a ton of fun. I appreciate it.
If y'all are nerds, like I know all y'all are, this nigga's on his shit. I mean, he's a nerd through and through.
Well, I appreciate that.
And he really does, like, break shit down at a level to where, you know, he makes these videos now. This motherfucker's, like, doing it big. So, y'all follow him.
Yeah.
One nerd to another.
Queen Mother, do you have any quick announcements?
Yes, just two quick things. So.
Hold on.
Okay.
And make sure to turn the Oreos down a little, so she can hear herself think.
Hey, I don't want to get cussed out again. Turn the motherfucking music down, fuck nigga.
Jesus, nigga.
I'ma just mosey on out.
And this is why we can't have nice things, sweet summer children. So these two quick announcements. Actually, three. So the finale for Shogun, episode 10, is coming on this week. Episode 10, Shogun will be ending. In case you did not know, Lena Headey, who plays Cersei on the original Game of Thrones, has a sci-fi series out called Beacon 23. It just started its second season. And the third bit of information, which is most important, yesterday was 420. So puff puff pass, children.
Hey!
Oh, Lord.
Those are this week's announcements. Thank you, Pastor Member and Friends.
Now that's not now. See, like if they start doing that at church, I go back.
Let me tell you something. That chair behind her, yeah, I know that chair to see some good sleep, boy. That chair to see some
in
good
the back, nigga.
Nigga, bro. That chair.
I'll keep a fifth on that.
after, we gonna lift him up on high.
After Sunday dinner sleep.
So, it was Snoop birthday.
Miss Parker, Miss Parker.
Somebody said you were smoking Shireen. God.
God damn.
We gotta get out of here, man.
Jesus Christ.
So listen, with all of that being said, on behalf of everybody here, Queen.
She's poking the shit out of Shireen.
Shireen pack.
I recycle.
That nigga smoking Shireen and Marine. That's the Marine pack. That's when goddamn Cersei burned up the fleet.
This brother got my rheumatism acting up.
Your what?
My rheumatism.
You're not spending right quick. I need to write that down. Yeah, spend that shit. You can't just say this shit to you.
That nigga says your what?
Y'all know what rheumatism is? That's an old one. Maybe I should have said sciatica, because y'all might have understood that word better. But anyway.
Young Joyce got great skin.
Listen.
Fuck you, Mason.
Listen, you know what? I need this motherfucker. So anyway, hey, look, we appreciate y'all for coming out. And we look forward to seeing y'all next week.
Oh, y'all niggas went trip today.
Y'all niggas. You better include yourself.